T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Team TXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
UR Medicine celebrated the opening of its newest facility yesterday. The Adult Outpatient Mental Health Services Center at 150 North Chestnut Street will offer easily accessible services to residents in the city of Rochester. UR Medicine says the new $4 million location removes a transportation barrier for many patients. There's also hope that the new location, being further away from the hospital, will help end the stigma surrounding mental health services. The 18,000 square foot facility contains 60 clinical offices and several group rooms as well. Certainly a great addition by UR Medicine.
Think back to a couple months ago here when the pandemic first started and people were scrambling to Wegmans, taking all the toilet paper, taking all the cleaning supplies.
Oh, the hoarding, yeah.
And we thought those days were behind us, didn't we? I mean, everything for the most part is back on the shelves, but a lot of customers, including myself, I still really can't find cleaning supplies. I can't really find
it's sometimes
Lysol. I can't find wipes.
There's always there's like two bottles, right? Whenever you find it.
And it's like generic. It's something I would never really use. It's like organic. It's $400 of
whatever. Sure.
So a lot of customers are actually still seeing a toilet paper shortage and paper goods shortage as a whole come back around, and still no cleaning products like myself.
Kind of depends.
Another thing, we saw meats a couple months ago here. They were doing a restriction on how many meats you could buy. And now randomly, there's a shortage of graham crackers.
Interesting. Is this because it's summer and for s'mores, for the campfires? Do you think that could be potentially why?
That might be it.
That makes sense, right?
But it's funny to see the things that are running out throughout this whole pandemic. A couple months ago, it was pancakes. I couldn't find any baking supplies whatsoever.
Well,
a lot of people were just baking. And
for that, though, too, because doesn't like pancake mix stay good for basically ever? I think they were stocking up in case things really hit the fan.
Brownies, cookies, all that fun stuff.
Okay, interesting.
Graham crackers. Very weird. Very odd.
Okay. The world's biggest COVID-19 vaccine study got underway yesterday, with the first 30,000 planned volunteers hoping to test shots created by the U.S. government, one of several candidates in the final stretch of the global vaccine race. There's still no guarantee that the experimental vaccine developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna Inc. will really protect us, but they're going to try to find out. They needed proof. Volunteers won't know if they're getting the real shot or a dummy version. After two doses, scientists will closely track which groups experience more infections as they go about their daily routines, especially in areas where the virus still is spreading and unchecked. Moderna said the vaccination was done in Savannah, Georgia. That was the first site to get underway among more than 7 dozen trial sites scattered around the country. So hopeful here that we'll get some good results back, and maybe we'll have our vaccine by the end of the year. That would be
hopefully.
That would be nice. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Unless you are anti-vaccinations, and then it doesn't really matter, I guess, for you.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to something that's not so great. Furloughs and layoffs at Del Lago Casino and Resort are now covering more than 1,000 positions.
Ugh.
So according to a WAR notice filed by the state, nearly 1,100 of employees will be affected by this, and the casino has been shut down since mid-March due to the outbreak. The casino officials planned to send a WARN notice to the workers that were already on furlough. And the vice president and general manager, Lance Young, said that he's been extremely frustrated with the lack of communication from the state officials. It's sad. It's so sad to see any big business like a casino go out of business. Not go out of business, but have to lay off so many people that generate and run the entire place. Especially something as new as the Lago.
I know. It's so beautiful. It really is. Ugh, that sucks.
I know.
All right. Coming up, the Team PXY feed next hour. Black Friday shopping this year, as I'm sure you're well aware, it's going to be different. But for more reasons than maybe you think. There were some big announcements made by some really large retailers. We'll tell you about that around 8:25 or so. Up online, 98pxy.com. We've got all of the details for the latest proposed stimulus bill called the HEALS, the HEALS Act.
Not to be confused with the shoe heel.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's an acronym. It stands for Health, Economic Assistance, Liability Protection, and Schools. So this is what has been suggested. Again, this is not a done deal, but it would be $1 trillion. That's how much it would cost. And it would have another round of $1,200 stimulus check payments. The income criteria for this, the second stimulus check, would be $75,000, the same as the one for the CARES Act, not $40,000, which it was rumored to be earlier in the week. Also, that $600 unemployment payment that we know is going away at the end of this month would be reduced, not totally taken away, but reduced to $200 a week. Plus, they unveiled a plan including $105 billion for schools, $16 billion in new money for testing as well. If you want to get all the info on that, we've got it all laid out for you. Nice and easy at 98pxy.com.
Nice and easy.
Yep, there you go. Yes. Just breaking down a $1 trillion bill.
Just easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Which, by the way, half as much as the last one. The last one was $2 trillion. So this is nothing. Chump change. Who cares? Also up there, very unrelated. Have you seen this video that shows hundreds of unattended teens tearing apart a mini golf center? It is like the end of the world. It is pure chaos.
Guess I missed that one.
Pure chaos up there at 98pxy.com as well. And, of course, you can jump back in and vote for today's Savage or Sensible. A little explanation for this one. Savage or Sensible. Occupying a space. Lots of examples. Bar stools, bathroom stalls, parking spaces, tennis courts for Breezy.
Tennis courts.
That's directly next to someone, even though there's plenty of space further away. That's available. We're both going savage on this one. Definitely more savage now, given the whole social distancing thing that's supposed to be happening.
Back off. Like, just...
A little personal space, invading the bubble.
Yeah, you're in my bubble.
Yeah.
You're my space.
Not everyone agrees, though. Some people are voting sensible. What do you think? You can jump in. 585-222-9800. Call or text. Vote on that poll up at 98pxy.com or text in the keyword vote. We'll get back into it coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.